Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We've been talking the last number of programs because the scripture passages lend themselves so strongly to clearly making some decisions about where we're going. Not just making decisions for a day, but making decisions for a lifetime. How am I going to live? What are my priorities? How credible am I? How honest am I? How much of a hypocrite am I? Look at yourself in light of God's love. He loves you. He doesn't want to see you destroyed. It's our decisions that can destroy ourselves. He loves you. He longs for you. He seeks after you. Come to Him. Say, Lord, help me. Help me with hypocrisy. Help me with jealousy. Help me with me. Help me with resentment. Help me with a desire for revenge. Help me. My life is being consumed by these things. I don't want it. I want my life to give you glory. Teach me. Show me. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Korean Martyrs. In the 19th century, there were many who died for their faith, who would not compromise. And it did cost them their lives. Paul Chung spent his life in the perilous work of trying to bring missionaries into Korea. And Andrew Kim, the first native priest of Korea, entered the country after his ordination in Shanghai. He brought the Eucharist, much longed for, to his Korean brethren. And they and their 101 companions were martyred. What a courageous, brave act to give your life totally for the kingdom of God. And all of them, Andrew Kim, Paul Chung, and their 101 companions were all canonized by Pope John Paul in 1984. Here are men and women who laid down their lives for the truth. Are you willing? You say, no, I'm too afraid. You don't have to look the whole way down the line. You don't have to say, okay, I'm going to be martyred. You may not be. But there's a living martyrdom, you know, where every day you make the choices for the kingdom rather than for yourself. In other words, when I say a living martyrdom, it means you die to yourself. I want to do this, but what does God want? So whether the martyrdom is bodily, physically, the martyrdom is always spiritually and intellectually, mentally, by the choices we make. Do I choose to feed myself? Do I choose to satisfy myself? Or do I choose what God would want for the building of His kingdom? Pray to the Korean martyrs. They're powerful intercessors. O God, who have been pleased to increase your adopted children in all the world, and who made the blood of the martyrs, St. Andrew Kim and his companions, a most fruitful seed of Christians, grant that we may be defended by their help and profit always from their example. Read the lives of the saints. Read the lives of martyrs. There are many modern martyrs today in different parts of the world. War is waging in many parts of the world. And there are many who are dying for their faith. And here we are, at least relatively so, living in a certain comfort at this point. Am I just lackadaisical? Am I saying, yeah, I'm Catholic, because there's no punishment connected to it? What would I do if someone said, are you a Catholic, and you knew you were going to die for your answer? What would you say? If you compromise all your life long, how are you going to be ready to stand before the judgment seat of God? So I've been saying this for several days now, but I want to say it again. Please take stock. Please take an inventory of your life. Where are your weaknesses? Where do you tend to give in? Don't be discouraged by it. It's just a realistic assessment. And then you go to God, and God supplies what you need. It's not that you're left bereft. God will supply, as long as you want His way. The first reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verses 1 to 6 and 10 to 13. Like a stream is the king's heart in the hand of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. All the ways of a man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than some great public sacrifice that makes you look good. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the tillage of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. Make decisions quickly. They're bad decisions. You end up lacking as a result. Whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. Whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is going to be destroyed eventually. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. When the arrogant man is punished, the simple are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The just man appraises the house of the wicked. There is one who brings down the wicked to ruin. It's justice, eventually. The just person. The person who lives by the truth. The person who repents when he or she fails. That's the person who consistently lives that way who will bring down the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. There's quite an indictment there, brothers and sisters. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. This shutting your ear to the cry of the poor, your responsibility is not satisfied by putting some coins in at Christmas time for the poor and the needy. It's not satisfied by a once or twice a year service to the poor in some form. It's your attitude every day in all small ways, looking to uphold, looking to build up, looking to strengthen, looking to encourage, looking to share your time for the sake of the poor. That is, those who have less than you. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. Pay heed, because your day and my day will come. It will come when we will be judged. Will we have disregarded the cry of the poor? I don't want to stand before God having done that. And that doesn't mean just at this time or that time of the year when everybody feels good and generous and gives away. Don't limit it to that. Do that, but don't limit it. Look around for the poor. Go to your pastor and ask, who's the poorest person in this parish? Who needs help? I'd like to do something. Psalm 119, guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. You know how much I love Psalm 119. Take this section of Psalm 119, meditate on it, reflect on it. Lead me in the path of your commands. Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. The way of truth I have chosen. Have you? Take that portion in the readings for today, Psalm 119. Read that section. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Make that prayer a reality in your life. You may take the next year and just meditate on those verses right there in Psalm 119 and make sure they're being put into practice by you. In Luke chapter 8, verses 19 to 21, the mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. So family members, especially his mother and his cousins. That's when they say brothers, it's an extended family. Everybody, your sisters are your brothers. And the mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. And he was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you." Jesus loved his mother. He would do anything for his mother, but he used this moment as a teaching. And this is what he said. He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." In other words, these are the people closest to me. He was not disregarding his own mother, but he was saying, if you want to walk in close companionship with me, in fellowship, in family relationships, if you want to walk with me and live with me, those people are those who hear the word of God and act on it. Every day, if you want to be a friend of Jesus and even more, a close part of his intimate family, if you want to be that, then pay heed to his word. Take one area at a time. Look at the Ten Commandments. Take one area that you know you have trouble with. Begin there. Just take one. Don't try to take on more than one. Take on one. And as you do it, as you go in strength in that area, then as you begin to look at other areas, you'll have greater strength to deal with that. If you try to take on everything, if you say, oh, my life is a mess, I can't be good, or I can't change this in my life, you just get discouraged and you give up. That's the voice of the Lord. Don't listen to him. Just take one area at a time. One area where you know you're compromising. One area where you know you're not doing what God wants. You say, well, I can't. No, you can't, maybe. But you can come to God and say, God, help me with this area. Help me. If even today I do it one less time than I normally do it, that's the beginning. You can break a habit with God's grace and with God's strength. You honestly can break a habit. Are you willing? That's the only question. That's the only important question. Are you willing to change? Oh, brothers and sisters, I so long to see across this country and in the life of the church, I long to see people whose love for God is evident, because that light, that truth, that power, that love can honestly overcome the world. Not because we're the source of it. God is the source of it. But when we let God into our lives, when we really let him to be the Lord of our lives, we will fulfill the purpose for which we were created. Honestly. Take one area. Just take one area. And you may have to work on that one area for the next year. That's okay. If you're moving toward the light, even while you're working on areas of sin, the light will begin, as you draw closer, the light will begin to shine through you. Be at peace and have courage. Say yes to the Lord. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.